The time is 4:45. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. Utility crews from throughout the country, including several from Iowa, are on their way to the East Coast to be on the scene for anticipated power outages from Hurricane Sandy. More than 100 Alliant Energy employees left Cedar Rapids for the journey yesterday, including Kent Sodawasser, who joins me by phone from Pennsylvania.
It is very exciting. A lot of guys want to get out here tonight to work. They want to get out and work tomorrow. We will get our marching orders from Central Hudson Power probably tomorrow at some point. We're very excited. The caravans, the amount of energy, and the people that wave at you along the road. We're pumped. We're excited, and we're going to get the job done efficiently and safely out here.
And that caravan you're talking about, tell us a little bit about what that entails.
Well, the caravan it consists of approximately 85 Alliant Energy vehicles based out of our Iowa and Wisconsin areas. And of those 85 trucks, we have approximately 109 employees that are responding to this event. The trucks range from cars, passenger cars for management personnel, to pickup trucks for construction managers, to full-size bucket trucks and trucks that we use to dig and haul poles. So we have a wide assortment of trucks.
So what is it that you'll be asked to do once you're there? Probably be triaged, much like it would be for an emergency situation involving injuries. It will be injuries instead to lines and power and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's correct. This is one of our first times on a large scale that we responded to a small hurricane and a nor'easter combination. And especially unique for us is the distance out from reporting from our normal headquarters, which is about 1,100 miles from our Cedar Rapids and Madison, Wisconsin areas. And what makes this unique for us is that we know that it's on the horizon, the storm, the wind, the destruction that can go along with it. We do know to the east of us on the coast there are beginning to see power outages. I believe the next day we will see some damage, but I think the days late into Tuesday and into Wednesday is when we suspect that we will get deployed into action full scale.
Is this a bit of paying it forward? In 2007, especially, there was a widespread ice storm in Iowa, and crews from all over the country came to respond to that.
Yes, I would probably, even though we have yet to see what kind of issues happen from this particular event, it should be very similar in nature to the ice storm. But still, the amount of customers affected for this particular event we're in right now is yet to be seen, but it's anticipated throughout all the radio stations, the TV stations along the East Coast, that this is going to be one of the biggest events they've seen in 70 years.
Okay, one more question, because I know you're busy and need to go. What have they told you as far as how long you may be deployed?
Well, it's a little uncertain at this point because we believe the bulk of the damage to utility infrastructures is probably going to begin sometime on Tuesday or Wednesday. And based on if it's a direct hit and based on how long the duration of the storm will last, we could be 1 to 2 weeks.
Kent Sodawasser is lead safety consultant for Alliant Energy. We hope to check in with the crew again as the storm progresses this week.